Hi, kids. In today's class today, we're going to learn about the origins of radio. Who here listens to radio? Show of hands. Oh, none of you? Well, perhaps someone in your family does, kids.
No, not really.
No, wait. iPods.
Well, anyway, radio was once the primary source of entertainment for the American family. Believe it or not, long before television, parents and children would huddle around their big box radios to listen to classic programs like The Shadow, Little Orphan Annie, and Love Lines. But like anything else, radio had to start much more humbly than that. Radio was invented by Marconi in 1895. In 1902, the first transmission occurred. Yeah, it took 7 years just to make it work. Finally, in 1928, the first attempt at family entertainment was born. It was called the Herbert Hoover Variety Hour. Of course, historians thought all episodes of the show had been lost forever. But recently, a copy was discovered. And it's my honor to play some of it for you today, children. Children? Enjoy history.
Dancing and singing and laughter all day. Little Herb, take your cares away. It's Herbert Power, the Herbert Hoover Variety Hour.
Welcome, white people of America, to the new magical world of radio. And now your host, transmitting live from the White House in Washington, D.C., the President of the United States of America, Mr. Herbert Hoover.
Oh, America, America. What? Not working? I'm sorry. Yes, that's better. Hello, America. I'm Herbert Hoover. Can you hear me all right? Well, I sure hope so. Being the newly elected president of the United States of America, I know there's a lot you'd like to ask me. But let me first assure you that the nation's economy is on a rebound. And I can assure you the stock market is as sound as ever. So please, stop acting so friggin' depressed. Still, in an attempt to distract you from your growling stomach, I have a great radio program planned for you this evening. Hopefully, you're hearing this. I have no idea. My wife, Lou, will be here momentarily to sing a hymnal. We'll see if she actually goes through with it. Later in the show, the comedic stylings of my Uncle Earl. I'll read some wacky headlines sent to me by my mother from the newspapers of the great state of Oregon. And our friend, Socky the Sock Puppet Stalin, will join me for light-hearted political banter. But first, let me introduce you to Lucy. Say hi to America, Lucy.
Hi.
No, sweetheart. You got to say it into the can. Into the can.
Hi.
All right, now get off my lap. Your foot's on Grandpa's special place. Lucy is my granddaughter. She is only 10 years old and is quite the little tap dancer. Today, I thought we'd treat those listening on their radios around America to some good old-fashioned country hoofing. Go ahead, sweetheart. They're listening. Oh, there you go. Terrific. Wow, look at her go. Fantastic. Oh, yay. Yeah, hot dog, that's great. Now, that's not depressing, is it, America? Yes, sir. Very nice, Lucy. Very nice. Very nice.
The Herbert Hoover Variety Hour now takes a break from programming for a word from one of our sponsors. Hello, America. Are you enjoying the rich, lung-stinging, unfiltered, dark tobacco goodness of Lucky Strike cigarettes? No? Well, you should be. One drag of that mellow black smoke will tell you all you need to know about refreshment. Let the black tar seep into your lungs. Oh, yeah. That's a Lucky Strike, all right. Next time you're out, bypass the bread and milk and cough up the 5 cents you saved for a pack of Lucky Strikes. Do it before the era of medical inquiry. That's Lucky Strike cigarettes. And now, back to the Herbert Hoover Variety Hour.
Breathtaking! Yes! Let's see Woodrow Wilson's kids do this! Yes, sir! Give me a little ham and eggs, Lucy! That's right! Ham and egg time! Oh, that's priceless! That is terrific! And now another word from our sponsors.
Hello, friends in Arizona State. Yes, I'm talking to you, Arizona. Are you tired of coloreds trying to advance? Worried Mexicans will begin migrating across the border? Are you fed up with the ongoing whining of American Indians? Well, it's time you elect Big Jim Gaines as your next state senator. Big Jim Gaines, he's putting the big back in bigotry. Paid for by the people who support Big Jim Gaines.
I'm Big Jim Gaines, and I approve this message.
And now, back to the Herbert Hoover Variety Hour.
Hello, America. Now, that was some tap dancing for you, wasn't it? Well, it's time again to say hi to our old friend, Socky, the sock puppet Stalin. Hi, Socky.
Hi, Mr. President.
Have you been behaving yourself, Socky?
If you mean, have I been drinking less vodka, yes. If you mean, have I stopped gunning down innocent civilians, no.
But tell me, seriously, Stalin, are you really going to impose collectivization on agriculture in the Soviet Union?
No.
No! Did you hear that, America? Well, that's not depressing at all, is it, America? Just so you know, I'm keeping an eye on you, Socky. Coming up next on the Herbert Hoover Variety Hour, a magic trick from Vice President Charles Dawes. But first, this important message from one of our great sponsors.
Hi, America. I'm Alexander Fleming for penicillin. Oh, I know what you're thinking. Another snake oil salesman, right? Well, trust me when I tell you that this stuff really works. Another prime example in this country of how mold is working for you. Come on, give it a try, America. Spread it on your toast if you'd like. It's our new friend penicillin. Ask your doctor about it.
Penicillin could cause heart palpitations, dry mouth, loss of appetite, and numbness in your extremities. If penicillin gives you an erection that lasts more than 6 hours, please notify a physician.
Also, try my new ab dolly.
And now, back to the Herbert Hoover Variety Hour.
I guess he just pulled a rabbit out of his hat. Oh, do the corn behind the ear thing, Chucky. Do it to Lucy. Yeah, yeah. The audience will love it. Trust me. Oh, that is terrific.
Come on, America. You can't tell me that that's depressing.
And now on the Herbert Hoover Variety Hour, I have two tickets to this weekend's Harry Houdini Show.
I'll take the ninth caller. Taking them right now. Hurry, get out of the house and up those poles. Sally, the switchboard operator, is standing by. And now a message from our title sponsor. New York Rail, the safe way to travel. I know everyone's talking about air travel these days, but men weren't meant to leave the ground. And New York Rail is as certain air travel will fail as we are that Orville Wright is a big fat-ass nutbag. Travel New York Rail, the only way to travel. And now back to the Herbert Hoover Variety Hour.
And that's all the time we have for today's show. Please join us again next month for Stupid Dog Trips with my guest, Admiral Richard Byrd and his amazing mushing Malamutes. And we'll have in office 10 women still dressing like a flapper. In closing, quit acting so damn depressed, America. Thank you and good night.
Dancing and singing and laughter all day. Let old Herb take your cares away. It's Herbert Power, the Herbert Hoover Variety Hour.